Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's question came via email and is about charcuterie boards. The listener writes, I'd love a mini edit on your charcuterie boards. You've mentioned your love of them a few times, and I'd like to improve my charcuterie game, both for parties and just home noshing. I love this question. Snack boards are my favorite, so much so that my husband, John, who is a recreational woodworker, built me a big 18.5-inch circular snack board for my birthday, which inspired me to start making really big snacky meal boards on it. And also for Christmas, he made me a smaller one on a spinner, which worked so well that he added a spinner to my big board. I actually cried. I was so touched. I mean, my love language, giving people full access to the snacks, no matter what side of the table you're on. So the first thing I want to talk about is sourcing for your board. The great thing is you can add whatever you wish, but in general, I will say that you can make a board from all store-bought items, so you can make your life super easy, in which case, shopping at Trader Joe's is my very favorite, both for interesting variety, you gotta love their seasonal game, and you never know what you might find there. So for example, I like to have different categories of food represented. Produce, I usually get things like baby carrots, snap peas, grapes, think colorful. Crackers, some of my favorites include their fig and olive crackers, round pita crackers, the everything seasoning crackers, and then Vi loves the cheesy cracker sticks in the orange box. Also, cheese is a must, and people like different kinds of cheese, so I always get a few different kinds, usually a block cheddar, manchego. I love the mushroom brie, and it's a nice small triangle size too. Mozzarella, whatever you're into. I do like adding cured meats, whether it's straight up salami, they have all kinds of salami logs there. And then if you want to mix things up, they also have variety packs that include things like prosciutto. And then I also like to have some kind of savory Mediterranean type items. One of the things I love from TJ's especially are these little packages. They're square in the refrigerated area that have like a feta, olive, and these tiny drop peppers in them. So delicious. You could also offer hummus, grilled artichokes, totally up to you. And then the other tactic, if you want to bump up the substance on your board, for example, if you're making it a dinner board, you can add leftover bits or freshly made items. For example, roasted vegetables, deviled eggs are a real favorite around my house, mini quiches. I did knishes once and they were awesome. There's so many possibilities. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. In my opinion, you don't need to be a genius designer or a visual person to build a great snack board. And I will say that after one holiday, when I was asked to fix a board because the person said it just looked weird and they couldn't figure out why, I realized that a basic key for me is really jamming my board full so it feels fun and resplendent. So just to give you a little more specific visual, the board I was called in to rescue was a rectangular board. It had something like two straight lines of cheese, a small bunch of grapes in one corner, and a little container of hummus, all with tons of space around it. So I think things just looked a little lonely. So I'm going to tell you how I build my board. And the great news, if you're a visual person, is I actually made an Instagram reel after my birthday because I was so excited about my big new board. And I'll link that in the notes if you'd like to follow along with a visual. So first, you just start with a board. You could use a rectangle cutting board. If you have a big circle board like mine, wonderful. Or even a really big plate. It really is up to you. And then what I like to do is I add one or more anchor bowls. And how many you add will depend on the size of your board. I like adding the bowls because they not only add some visual depth, but then they also can contain your wet ingredients. And if you're using more than one bowl, I recommend mixing up the sizes, again, just for a little visual variety. And then finally, on the bowl situation, it's purely aesthetic, but I do recommend scooping out things like hummus into like a cute little bowl versus just putting the plastic tub on the board. That's just me, but I do think it looks nicer. The next step is I add colorful produce. As I said, carrots, grapes, snap peas. You want to space them out, like anchor your veggies next to each bowl so they're distributed on the board. And then I next add in something savory, whether it's cheese, salami, interspersing spacing-wise on the board with the other elements you've just added. And then if you want to make it a more meal-like board, add something more substantial in the savory department. As I mentioned before the break, on my big birthday board, I had actually made potato samosa knishes. But you could also do things like mini quiches, mini pizzas, basically anything that is kind of muffin tin sized will fit really well. Crackers, I always find, are a must. You just keep filling in the gaps and getting things really tight together. I usually use 2 to 3 varieties of crackers for visual interest and different tastes. And then fill your bowls. When I made the dinner board that I share in the Instagram reel, I filled the bowls with roasted broccoli and sweet potato fries. But you could also do tapenades, hummus, Mediterranean salad, artichoke, pickles, whatever you want. And then I always do just like a final look over and make final adjustments. I really tighten up the spacing so everything looks really packed. Maybe I go a little wild, add another little bowl or another type of cheese. Just really, really tighten it up and make it look fun and resplendent and like something you want to sample from all sides. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us